This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
We've all done it. You drive by the dealership and a certain car catches your eye. Maybe it's the color, maybe it's the sleek style. Whatever the reason, you picture yourself driving it down the road. Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. It's time to stop dreaming and take that first step in getting yourself behind the wheel of a new vehicle. At First Bank Hampton, you'll get friendly local service with competitive rates and affordable terms. So go ahead, stop and look at that new or pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, then let us help you finance your dream vehicle. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on our Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are talking about the Quilt Show fundraiser coming up later this month on August 28th and 29th. That's the last Saturday and Sunday this month. Saturday, that'll run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday the 29th. That'll be held at the Franklin Wellness Center. And right now here on the Newsmaker, we are talking with Linda Allen with the Franklin General Hospital Auxiliary, as they're putting on that quilt show later on this month at the Franklin Wellness Center. And Linda, before we talk about the quilt show, just kind of remind our audience what the Franklin General Hospital Auxiliary does.
Yes, the auxiliary is set up to help support our staff out at the hospital with the little extras that we can give them. We have several kinds of sales of uniforms and that sort of stuff, but also we have scholarships. Often it's staff members that take advantage of some of these, and it's also high school scholarships for those wanting to go into healthcare. So that's one of the other things that we spend our money on. And sometimes we've purchased special kinds of equipment. Blanket warmers was one that we did recently for some of the outlying clinics and so forth. So there's a lot of different projects like that that we undertake to do, help keep the grounds up. Sometimes that's just volunteer labor. So those are all auxiliary things that we do.
So more about the Quilt Show fundraiser coming up Saturday, August 28th and Sunday, August 29th. Again, Franklin Wellness Center as well. That'll take place. Admission is $10. What's happening Saturday only is Let's Talk About Quilts. That'll be put on as well. Kind of talk about that bullet point there, as that'll be Saturday only, Let's Talk About Quilts.
Yes, Charlene Richmeyer and Valerie Bonk have been involved with our quilt show. This is the third quilt show that we've put on. They are licensed appraisers, but with the COVID uncertainties, they will not actually be doing any appraising, but they still love to talk about quilts, and they are a treasure trove of information. So rather than doing a bed-turning sort of talk, they will probably just wander around the show and people can tag along, and they will explain anything and answer any questions that you might have about any of those quilts, be they newer or heritage. They're a treasure trove of information as far as helping to identify how old a quilt might be, what the pattern might be. Sometimes it's like what the dyes were made of that the fabrics were colored with. So lots and lots of wonderful information from those gals, and they will be doing that on Saturday, but they will not be there on Sunday. So, and they will not be doing any appraisals. They will do a private consult, and you'll just have to call me to set up an appointment for that.
All right, very good. Again, we are talking with Linda Allen with the Franklin General Hospital Auxiliary. Again, that quilt show coming up on August 28th and 29th at the Franklin Wellness Center. And you talked about old quilts, what they're made of and that sort of thing. The quilts on display, are they just old ones? Are they recent ones made as well, Linda?
We try to have a big variety of all of that kind of stuff. We've got a lot of folks that really appreciate quilts in the area, so they have trunk loads of quilts that they have either inherited from family members or they've collected along the way. This is our third show, and we're pretty pleased to say that we have not repeated any of the quilts in those three shows. We usually hang about 100 full-size quilts, and then there'll be some small ones besides. Other shows, we've had as much as 30 or 40% heritage, and the rest of them were new quilts, newer quilts. And those range everything from beginner quilts to very intricate, elaborate quilts. So there's a little bit of everything. We want people to get excited about quilts and think, I could do that maybe. So that's part of our goal, and to get people involved with what we're doing as the auxiliary, of course.
Very, very good. Throughout the weekend as well, there'll be make and take booths as well. So explain what that is.
Well, there'll be some of us from the committee that will be actually sitting down with folks to explain, how do you make a yo-yo? What do you do with yo-yos? Do you know what a yo-yo is? You don't. I can tell by the look on your face. Oh, you don't. Well, not that yo-yo. Quilt yo-yos. Yeah, quilt yo-yos are actually made from a larger circle of fabric that's gathered into a smaller circle. So they look a little like a flower. And sometimes they're used as decoration on a quilt. But there are some bed coverings that are all yo-yos. I don't know how many hundred are in one. I haven't counted. I own one. But they're open work because the yo-yos, the round yo-yos, only get tacked together in four places, basically. You'll learn how to make a yo-yo. Another of them is going to be using up scraps. What can you do with just scraps of quilting fabric or scraps of fabric? And so that gal will be showing you all different kinds of ways to use them to decorate different things, use them for bows for packages, and all kinds of different ways to use up scraps. Another of the make and takes is English paper piecing. Now that sounds pretty technical, but what it basically amounts to is wrapping a piece of fabric around a little paper template and then hand stitching everything together. So that's a handwork project, and you'll learn how to make one little flowerette, basically accomplish one of those little hexagon pieces while you're at the make and take and how to put it together. So that's what make and take's about. You sit down and you make a little bit and you take it with you when you're done.
Before I get to my next question, I know this is radio, not TV, because when she said yo-yos for quilts, I was in there shaking my head, yeah, I know what that is, but I had no idea how a yo-yo that I thought of could relate to quilting, but it's a yo-yo type of thing they put on quilts. So I was at first very confident, I know what she's talking about, what in the world does that have to do with quilting, but I was not aware. So she was right, I had no idea what she was talking about until she explained it. So again, the Quilt Show fundraiser is coming up Saturday, August 28th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, August 29th, noon to 5 p.m., and you will learn about yo-yos and how they relate to quilting, as I have just learned right now. So they'll explain that more coming up on the 28th and 29th. Again, I was just so caught off guard. I was like, I really know what that is. I don't know what idea has to do with quilting. Yeah, yes, yes. Linda pointed out my arm was going up, but I'm like, I know what it is. No, I don't, I guess. So the quilt raffle drawing at 4 o'clock on Sunday as well. Like she alluded to, there'll be make and take booths. So I want to ask, in all the proceeds, there's obviously a $10 admission to the quilt show over the weekend. So what do the proceeds kind of go to then, Linda?
Okay, those proceeds, as we said, will help to support scholarship programs that we have for both high school kids and for some of our staff members that want to continuing education classes to further their what they have to offer the hospital. So those are the kinds of scholarships that we have. We often have equipment projects. Sometimes there was another project, I mentioned the blanket warmers, but there was another project where we bought cabinets that filed the kinds of supplies that they need to help treat various sizes of patients when they need casts and that sort of stuff. You know, it all gets kind of technical, but it's those little goofy things that sometimes fall through the cracks when they're putting together a budget at the hospital, that those little things don't always get included. So sometimes those fall back on us to help with.
Again, we are talking with Linda Allen with the Franklin General Hospital Auxiliary, talking about the Quilt Show fundraiser coming up again Saturday, August 28th, Sunday, August 29th, Saturday to run 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday noon to 5 p.m. That's at the Franklin Wellness Center. Again, all proceeds go to help the FGH Auxiliary with projects. Scholarships, like she alluded to, there's announcements made every year talking about the scholarships that have been handed out. Linda, before I let you go today, I will say during these interviews, the audience is what learns the most from these interviews, but sometimes the interviewer learns some stuff as well. So before I let you go today, Linda, anything else you'd like to add about the quilt shows coming up later on this month?
Just want to plug the raffle again. Our raffle quilt has to do with heritage. It's kind of farm related, and there are a lot of pieces in it. There's a throw, and there are some pillows, and there's some table covering things and so forth. So there's a lot of pieces in the raffle package. So you'll want to be sure to get your raffle ticket bought either ahead of time from one of us on the group, or come out to the show and buy your ticket there. You don't have to be there to win, so you can buy as many tickets as you want on Saturday and or Sunday, and they'll be in the drawing then Sunday afternoon.
And the drawing's at 4 p.m. Linda, we appreciate the time. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
That's Linda Allen here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Pack up the car, set the navigation, and get ready to begin your next adventure. Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld with First Bank Hampton. Whether you're traveling across the state or to a unique destination, it's a great time to hit the road and explore the sights. When you use your First Bank Hampton debit card now through September 30th, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win a $500 Shazam gift card in the See the Sights Rewards debit card promotion. The more you use your First Bank Hampton debit card, the more chances you'll have to win. Don't have a debit card? Stop into First Bank Hampton and apply today. Member FDIC.